AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Sources say the Federal Aviation Administration is restricting helicopter traffic near Reagan National Airport following this week's deadly crash that killed 67 people.
The move comes following this week's collision between a military helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet approaching Reagan Washington National Airport late Wednesday with 67 people on board. The Black Hawk helicopter with three people on board was on a training mission. There were no survivors. The official says some airspace already was restricted because of the search and recovery at the crash site, but now most helicopters are barred from using the low-to-the-ground routes that run under or parallel to the airport's flight paths. Donna Water, Washington.
Police boats have been combing the banks of the Potomac River, scanning the shoreline as investigators seek clues into the mid-air collision. Trump tariffs on Canada and Mexico could make a lot of items more expensive for Americans.
Your Super Bowl party guacamole and drinks may cost more as President Trump plans to slap tariffs on Canada and Mexico as soon as tomorrow. The 25% tax on imports from both nations could drive up prices of gas, pickup trucks, avocados, while also inviting retaliation. Ontario's premier has vowed to pull American alcohol off province store shelves. The tariffs threaten to blow up the trade deal the president himself negotiated with both Mexico and Canada in his first term.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country.
The president says the tariffs are designed to push the two nations to work harder towards stopping the undocumented immigrant and fentanyl flow into the U.S. Many economists say the tariffs will also boost prices for American consumers. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on Black History Month in the wake of President Trump's anti-DEI initiatives.
Black History Month kicks off on February 1st. Historian and author Carter G. Woodson founded the first History Week under the umbrella of his organization, the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, or ASALA. Since then, it's evolved into Black History Month, which every president since Gerald Ford has proclaimed. In 2025, organizations like ASALA don't plan to shift how they celebrate the month, regardless of the Trump administration's views on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Sylvia Cyrus is the organization's executive director.
Negro History Week started in 1926 without any proclamation from anyone other than the people. And we have commemorated this celebration for 99 years, and we will continue to do so.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.